Good morning, beloved. And again, thank you for joining me on this beautiful Thursday morning as we start our day together in God's Word. Today we are in Isaiah chapter 7, beginning at verse 1 through 25. And in this passage, King Ahaz ruled Judah, the southern kingdom, from 735 to 715 B.C., and King Pekah ruled the northern kingdom of Israel from 752 to 732 B.C. Between 735 and 732 B.C., Israel and Syria invaded Judah. You can read about this in 2 Kings 15 and 2 Chronicles 28. At first, Pekah and King Rezin of Syria tried to force Ahaz to join them in their battles against Assyria. When Ahaz didn't cooperate, Pekah and Rezin tried to replace him, and we're going to read about that in verses 5 through 6. The prophet Isaiah tells Ahaz that the Lord will give him a sign to indicate that God will be with Judah, and that there will be no need for Judah to seek an alliance with Assyria. Against Isaiah's advice, Ahaz turns to Assyria for help, but eventually Assyria invades Judah, and you can read about that in 2 Kings 18 and 2 Chronicles 32. Today's reading concludes with a description of the Assyrian threat of invasion, and God's saving word for us this week is joy. Remember that. Here we have the terrible country of Assyria. These people were ruthless. And here's the threat of an invasion by Assyria. And yet God's saving word for us this week is joy. Let's begin reading Isaiah chapter 7, beginning with verse 1. When King Ahaz, the son of Jotham and grandson of Uzziah, ruled over Judah, war broke out. Rezin, king of Syria, and Pekah, son of Remaliah, king of Israel, attacked Jerusalem, but they were unable to capture it. When the word reached the king of Judah that the armies of Syria were already in the territory of Israel, he and all of his people were so terrified that they trembled like trees shaking in the wind. And the Lord said to Isaiah, "Take your son Shear-Jashub and go meet King Ahaz, and you will find him on the road where the cloth makers work, at the end of the ditch that brings water from the upper pool. Tell him to keep alert, to stay calm, and not to be frightened or disturbed. The anger of King Rezin and his Syrians and of King Pekah is no more dangerous than the smoke from two smoldering sticks of wood. Syria, together with Israel and its king, has made a plot. They intend to invade Judah, terrify the people into joining their side, and then put Tabeel's son on the throne. But I, the Lord, declared that this will never happen. Why? Because Syria is no stronger than Damascus, its capital city, and Damascus is no stronger than King Rezin. And as for Israel, within 65 years, it will be too shattered to survive as a nation. Israel is no stronger than Samaria, its capital city, and Samaria is no stronger than King Pekah. If your faith is not enduring, you will not endure." The Lord sent another message to Ahaz. Ask the Lord your God to give you a sign. It can be from deep in the world of the dead or from high up in heaven. Ahaz answered, "I will not ask for a sign. I refuse to put the Lord to the test." To that, Isaiah replied, "Listen now, descendants of King David. It's bad enough that you wear out the patience of people. Do you have to wear out God's patience too? Well then, the Lord himself will give you a sign. A young woman who is pregnant will have a son and will name him Emmanuel. By the time he is old enough to make his own decisions, people will be drinking milk and eating honey. Even before that time comes, the lands of those two kings who terrify you will be deserted. The Lord is going to bring on you, on your people, and on the whole royal family, days of trouble worse than any that have come since the kingdom of Israel separated from Judah. He is going to bring the king of Assyria. When that time comes, the Lord will whistle as a signal for the Egyptians to come like flies from the farthest branches of the Nile, and for the Assyrians to come from their land like bees. And they will swarm in the rugged valleys and in the caves and the rocks, and they will cover every thorn bush and every pasture. When that time comes, the Lord will hire a barber from across the Euphrates, the emperor of Assyria, and he will shave off your beards and the hair on your heads and your bodies. When that time comes, even if a farmer has been able to save only one young cow and two goats, they will give so much milk that he will have all he needs. Yes, the few survivors left in the land will have milk and honey to eat. When that time comes, the fine vineyards, each with 1,000 vines and each worth 1,000 pieces of silver, will be overgrown with thorn bushes and briars. People will go hunting there with bows and arrows. Yes, the whole country will be full of briars and thorn bushes. All the hills where crops were once planted will be so overgrown with thorns that no one will go there. It will be a place where cattle and sheep graze. And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14, where the prophet says, "The Lord himself will give you a sign. A young woman who is pregnant will have a son and will name him Emmanuel." And of course, beloved, we know that Emmanuel means God with us. And so here we have the king of Judah. Israel has already fallen. It has sold out. It's just cohorting around with all the other kingdoms out there, and now their desire is to invade Judah. Judah is still holding on, just barely, holding on to God and to His promises. And God wants to give them a sign to hang in there, to know that God is with Judah. And so, this same verse, which is a promise of the birth of Christ, is that there's a pregnant lady is going to have birth, and by that time that the son is old enough to know the difference between right and wrong, these two kingdoms, Israel and Syria, will be no more. So again, we look at the immediate, we look at what's going on around us. God is seeing the whole plan working out before him. And he says, have no fear. Just trust in me. And within just a short amount of time, these two kingdoms that you fear so greatly will be no more. And beloved, that's how it is with everything that we face today. Oh, we may think that the most difficult trial that could ever befall us has happened. What shall we do? But God is sitting there in his throne in heaven and saying, just hang on there. It's okay. Trust in me, and then in a short time, you will experience my deliverance. Amen. Let's pray. Emmanuel, you are indeed God with us. In you, Lord God, I place my trust and hope. Order my steps this day, and guide me in the way of your truth. Amen. That brings this Thursday together to an end. Join me tomorrow. We'll be in Isaiah chapter 9. Just a short passage, five verses, where the future king is described. Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.